You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
With disorders after vaccines. Today, he tweeted a picture of himself receiving a booster. A French security official says a man who allegedly attacked three soldiers with a knife had been sent home by Turkish authorities last week after flying in on a one-way ticket. Turkey is a transit point for jihadists from Europe to join up with Islamic extreme groups fighting in Syria and Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
What fuels you? Here's Paul, going to the ski slopes with his buddies.
Dude, double black diamond?
Last one down buys lunch!
Paul fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy. And now he could win $1,000 in Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels him, like skiing with his pals. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7th, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Harper Lee, who wrote the beloved novel To Kill a Mockingbird, has another one coming out. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
In the mid-1950s, Harper Lee wrote a book called Go Set a Watchman about the life of a small, racially tense Alabama town. She says her editor persuaded her to write a different novel from the point of view of one of the characters called Scout. That book became To Kill a Mockingbird. It won the Pulitzer Prize and 46 years later, the Medal of Freedom bestowed by President George W. Bush.
We're moved by the story of a man falsely accused, with old prejudice massed against him.
The first book was lost until now. It'll be published in July. I'm Rita Foley.
British lawmakers in the House of Commons have voted to approve letting scientists create babies from the DNA of three people. The move would allegedly prevent some children from inheriting potentially fatal diseases from their mothers and would make Britain the first country in the world to allow embryos to be genetically modified. The bill must next be approved by the House of Lords before becoming law. Signs that the long-running collapse in oil prices could be ending helped send the stock market higher. Energy stocks led the way up as the price of oil surged 7%. Chevron and ExxonMobil were among the biggest gainers in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Overall, the energy sector rose 2.8%, twice as much as the rest of the market, and European indexes rose. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning. My name is Rich Scuderi, and my show is called Modern Design. We've been on the air for a month now, and I thank you. I've gotten a lot of nice feedback from people who have been appreciating and enjoying our show. Modern design is all about not necessarily contemporary design, but that is all things related to interior and exterior design and improving your home. And I, Rich Scuderi, have been in the industry for about 16 years now. My location is 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, and my phone number is 908-884-0770. So if you'd ever like to come see me, whether it be just for fresh eyes, for a fresh look of how we can improve your home, or perhaps you're going to do an addition or a revision, or perhaps it's a restaurant or office space, please give me a call. I'm very excited about today's guest. He's someone that I've known for a long time, but have reconnected with recently. His name is Mr. Bruce Brodeck. Say good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
And he is the owner of Flemington Lighting and Fan Company. And I stumbled upon him by accident. I have a new client that I'm working with in Ringo's, New Jersey. And I had crossed the highway and saw that there was a location there. I was looking for a lighting store in the Flemington area and was very pleasantly surprised about what I saw. Simple but lovely lighting showroom, and got to reconnect with Bruce and was able to satisfy my customer with one-to-one personalized service. And I think that's one of the things that we're lacking these days. Everything is so big, and you know, ordering for masses and multiple locations, and the whole philosophy behind the 100 in Chamber is to buy local and to stay local and to deal with a small businessman. So, Bruce, why don't I turn it over to you and you tell us a little bit about yourself, your history of lighting. I know you've been in the area a long time. I know you've been doing a long time. Tell us about you.
We've been in business for at least 25 years. We started off in the ceiling fan business. We were one of the largest ceiling fan distributors in the country. Hmm. We had 7 stores throughout the state. We had a store in England called Flemington, London.
Oh, really?
Yes, and we had that for 9 years. We morphed into lighting in the late 90s.
Okay.
And have continued to bring individual personalized lighting design to our clients. Most lighting stores are pretty typical. They show products, and I hope you're buying what they're showing. We try to cater to the needs. I think we do a very good job. The individual needs of each client. We look at the environment, we look at the size of the room, their needs, and we help establish a scale, a system whereby we can get the lumens that are required along with the look that's necessary. You brought in a client recently, and you had visions, and we helped pardon the pun, eliminate that that decision.
And that's very true. You know, if I could just interject a little bit there, what I did is I came in. The client had an idea in their head, and that is often when I deal with people have sort of a general idea in their head, and I have to try to figure out what their perception is. Sometimes I'll say, okay, I know I want a drum fixture with a linen shade, and that's easy. And I can say, Bruce, find me one. And if he doesn't have it on the floor, he'll have books, and I'll have it. Boom. They're very good at that. And but in this case, she had a concept in her head, but she couldn't really articulate it. And what I was able to do by dealing with Bruce and his store is come up with something that was outside the box. We were dealing with a large-scale piece. It was for a two-story foyer for a lovely home, but something the client wanted something that was sort of off the beaten path, and you really brought that image to light. You created the image. You were able to interpret what the client was saying and what I was saying and come up with something quickly that was not only was it the right solution for the space, but also very, very fairly priced.
Yeah, we, you know, we used your guidance, your
parameters, if you will.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we, you know, we came up with a totally different concept, and you liked it, and the customer loved it, and you know, thank you for the referral. It was well received.
Now there'll be plenty more, and again, going back to dealing with a small business. Now, mm-hmm. I know you've been in the industry, as you said, for a long time. But being able to deal with somebody locally and having that one-on-one personal service, I think, is one of the reasons that I would endorse your company wholly, because that really makes the difference. And also, when someone feels comfortable with someone's reputation, that makes a big difference. And one thing that I did notice also is that you carry a myriad of different lighting manufacturers. Can you tell us some of the lines that you carry, or some of the companies that you carry?
Certainly. We carry every major manufacturer of quality lighting. We run the gamut, because some of our customers sometimes want very inexpensive, such as, you know, Home Depot, the big box stores.
Right.
We carry those products. And quite frankly, we sell for less than the large box stores.
Right.
It's a matter of perception.
Well, bringing that up, I want to bring up something that I've found, and I want to see whether it's a misnomer in the industry or if it's actually true. I'm not going to say any names, but I have found that the big box stores, lighting as well as other things, may have the same name of a product, if you will, but perhaps that the big box store doesn't carry the same quality as, like, that a company, let's say a lighting company, would make two grades of lighting, that they would make something for the big box store, and then they would make something else that you would purchase that would be a better quality. Is that, in fact, true, or is that a misnomer?
I believe in lighting that's a misnomer.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's good to know.
For the most part.
Okay.
However, it is a lower quality of company that they do carry.
Okay.
And show. A lot of them bring in containers with their name on it. So it's a bandicized or a cover name on a low-end product.
Oh,
from a major manufacturer.
Interesting.
And it's based on price.
Right.
It's based on
price.
It's
all price-driven, isn't it?
It's price-driven, yes.
Right.
And it's the perception of quality versus price and price versus quality. And the bottom line is, you know, the adage, you get what you pay for, is very relevant in that realm.
And I agree. Not only did I find that your pricing was better than some of the big box stores for such a big piece, but quality. And I knew I was getting first quality, and that's very critical and very important when you're doing lighting.
You're absolutely right.
Also, one of the things that I'm finding with lighting, if I take somebody to one of the bigger chain stores, is you go into a lighting store and the experience is so overwhelming, because there's so much inventory that it's not helpful, it's hurtful. How do you feel about that?
I think you're absolutely right. What we try to convey to our customers who venture into our showroom is that, you know, we're not here to help them buy anything. We're helping them find a solution to their
yes,
needs.
Exactly.
And we, you know, we investigate the room, the sizes, their individual likes and dislikes as far as decorating, and we try to get into the the design end of it more so than just selling a piece of lighting. We, as you do, you take the person's imagination and their wants and their needs, and you collate them, and you come up with a visual that's pleasing and functional, and that's what we attempt to do.
And I think you guys do a very good job.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, we're just about coming up to commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back. My name is Rich Scuderi, and our show is called Modern Design. If you'd like to come into my showroom, I'm located in Flemington, New Jersey, conveniently located at the Flemington Circle, 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington. I'm in the Kitchen Expo Plaza near Ideal Tile. If you're just tuning into our program, I'm very fortunate today to have, as my guest, Bruce Brodack of Flemington Lighting and Fan. Bruce and I go way back. You were in the Turntable Village at one time.
We were in Turntable Junction right across from Liberty Village.
I'm showing my age a little bit there, but
20 years.
Yeah, for a long time. I was just very a child, true. Actually. No, thank God it's radio, not television. But you've been, as I have been, around for a long time, weathering the changes in lighting and fans and design and. This segment, what I wanted to get to is a little bit more about, we talked about a little bit about your business. Actually, tell us where you're located again.
We are located at 176 Route 20231, right next to the Toyota dealership and right across the street from the inspection station.
Is that the Beans, Fred Beans?
Fred Beans, yes. Okay. And Maximum Fitness is there, and okay. Sears is there. And
I think Sears is a good marker for people, because when my clients were going to meet you, I said Sears, and that was like the boom.
Exactly.
And they got it.
Exactly. They've been there for 25 years.
Yeah, so that's I think, probably a good
and
marker.
And also do a pretty good job. They're great.
What I wanted to get to more was the fashion of lighting, and that's what I wanted to talk about in this segment is about lighting as fashion. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in our industry, collectively, that things change, that styles change, one of the things that I think our listeners want to hear is what's trending right now. And I want to give you some of the things that I think are trending, and then I'm kind of curious of what you see, what the trends are as far as you're concerned.
Sure.
In general, whether it be lighting or anything related to metals, I'm seeing people, for the most part, although we ordered something that was opposite of that the other day, but for the most part, I'm seeing people staying away from shiny metals and brass in particular, and I'm wondering if you're seeing that as well.
We're seeing a lot of straight lines, a lot of modern integration into the into lighting design. LEDs are becoming the watchword of lighting, of the lighting industry presently, for a number of reasons. One being the efficiency and the longevity of the light bulbs. High efficiency, very, 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 well, there's no heat. And a lot of lights are being designed with that in mind. So,
well, you know what, I was going to go into that a little bit later on, okay. But let's skip to that because I think that's very critical and very important. There have been some very big changes in regards to light itself with regulations. And can you talk a little bit, you're better versed than I am. There was that period of time that you can go to anywhere, a big box store or your lighting store, and then you go and you can get a regular incandescent bulb and that burnt out and you got another one. What physically changed that lighting changed? What was the law that changed?
The specific law was a mandate by the federal government, and they went out and they said, let's go to the fan industry, that no fan light can be sold by a lighting manufacturer or a fan manufacturer without CFL bulbs included.
Okay.
And the CFL bulb it's a compact fluorescent. And they were included in all of the lighting for fans that were sent to distributors and dealers and stores.
Okay.
So that was the first thing.
And the reason for behind that was is that for energy efficiency?
Energy conservation,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They kind of did it actually too quickly. A lot of people went out and hoarded incandescent bulbs.
Yes, as I did because I liked the glow of incandescent light. Yes.
It was as if we were getting a storm and the water was depleted out of the department stores and supermarkets. It was a rush for incandescent bulbs. That, however, is trending down, and there are still availability on incandescent bulbs.
There are.
If you want to use them. Yeah.
Okay.
LEDs now are being made in the form of incandescent bulbs, so the look is the same as a regular bulb. The efficiency has been multiplied dramatically.
You know, you're throwing a lot of terms at us, and I sometimes get confused. What's sort of the general difference between a fluorescent, an incandescent, and an LED light?
Well, an LED, it's a diode. It's actually a diode. It's not a bulb.
Okay.
It's a diode, and the diode is what illuminates and provides light to a filament.
Okay.
And the filament is illuminated.
Right.
The lifespan of it is 40,000-50,000 hours, which is dramatic.
Right.
Especially if you have high ceilings and you have a commercial establishment. You don't want to be changing bulbs constantly. Oftentimes on very high ceilings, the mere installation of a new bulb cost a heck of a lot more than the bulb itself.
Right.
So a bulb might have cost $10 and the installation of that bulb might have cost $100.
Right.
Just to get at it with, you know, forklifts and very, very high ladders.
And also I would imagine just in terms of the environment, because you're not replacing bulb and they're going into some sort of a landfill or someone, that bulb is lasting a longer period of time.
Exactly. Now the CFL bulb is a fluorescent with gas.
Okay.
And the efficiency is increased. The actual part of the bulb that fits into a socket is similar to an incandescent or a medium-based bulb or an A bulb, if you will. Edison base or A bulb is a regular bulb fitting. So CFLs were made to fit in a regular thing, a regular socket. The only drawback was they looked kind of different. They had that swirl effect to it.
Right.
And people didn't like at first the temperature gradient of it. They were more blue. They were more white.
Well, let's talk about you saying CFL, but fluorescent. Let's talk about fluorescence because in our industry, we kind of call that the F word, if you will, because fluorescence really like other things, have evolved very much so. My people conjure up when you say fluorescent, they think of that like loud sounding, low efficient, very blue looking light. And in fact, weren't they originally like that?
They were. Absolutely, they
were. What's the difference in the technology? What has happened to lighting that fluorescent now looks like incandescent? I mean, it really has come a long way.
Exactly. They've changed the temperature of it, and Kelvin is a number that kind of will let you know the type of light you're going to get. Anything over 5,000, 6,000 is going to be whitish blue.
Okay.
Warm light, which is what we're used to with soft white and regular incandescent bulbs,
right?
It's around 3,000 and under 2,700.
Okay.
So the lower the temperature, the warmer the light.
So by reducing the temperature, we got a warmer
light.
That's good.
So you can get CFLs now.
Right.
Warm light.
Right. CFL fluorescent. Okay.
Exactly, and not look like a hospital ward with the, you know, the bluish. Very, very high.
And why did they always have a sound? It always seems like old fluorescent lights had a sound.
That's correct. That sound was the ballast. The ballast was like a starter, if you will, on a car.
Yeah.
It started the light, the energy.
And I conjure up thinking of being like interrogated, and they would use that fluorescent
light
sort of as a sign of torture.
Let me interject. And when the ballast would start to go, the light would flicker.
Right.
And you would hear buzzing.
Buzzing sound, exactly.
Which was disconcerting at best.
But I have to say, with concern, looking at the fluorescent lights that I've seen today, they're great. They really look like incandescent lights, and they're much more efficient.
Yes.
And so what's the difference between now LED and the light that it gives off and fluorescent?
Well, the light now is pretty well matched. You can get LEDs warm.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, the bulbs have almost the same casting of light that you can get with an incandescent bulb.
Really?
Yes. And they come in an array of bulbs. So you can get any kind of bulb right now, for the most part, in LED.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. If you have an existing fixture, can you just automatically change? Let's say you've always had incandescent, you can't find an incandescent anymore. Can you just automatically change to another type of bulb without causing a fire or damage or problems to that fixture?
Yes.
So, they're interchangeable?
Are interchangeable.
Okay, so I can, when my bulbs burn out in my living room on my incandescent and my hoarding days are behind me now and I don't have any left, I can put a new fluorescent or an LED bulb in
that same...
You
can get a new compact fluorescent or LED conversion, yeah. And it's just a matter of screwing one light bulb in the place of another because the socketry is the same.
Same, okay.
And that's... And the lifespan, it's many, many, many times greater than an incandescent bulb.
Do you recommend one over another? In your own house, Bruce, what kind of bulbs do you use in your own house for efficiency and for look?
One of the finest companies is called Spotlight USA.
Okay.
That are making LED bulbs. There's a number of very good bulbs out there. Stay away from, if you will, the very inexpensive, because bottom line is you get what you pay for. So if a bulb is very, very cheap, it's not going to be very, very, it's not going to last very long.
And sure, you get what you pay for, I think.
Exactly. So they're basically the same price, decent bulbs, right across the board. So it's better to go for a high efficiency, well-warranted bulb.
Okay, Bruce, I'm going to have to put you on hold there for a second. We're coming up to news, and we'll be back.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. A top official with New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority is offering new details about the horrific train crash that killed at least 7 people and injured more than 24. Chairman Tom Prendergast said the third rail entered the floor of an SUV that was stuck on the tracks and pierced the floor of the Metro North train's first car, triggering an explosion and fire. Rescue and recovery teams are trying to find about a dozen people who were missing after a plane crashed shortly after takeoff in Taiwan today. 16 people were killed, as many as 28 passengers survived. President Obama is condemning ISIS after the militant jihadist group released a video showing a Jordanian pilot being burned alive. Obama says the terrorist group seems intent only on, quote, death and destruction. The president said he wants to redouble the efforts of the U.S. and coalition partners to defeat ISIS. Images from the video show a caged man who is set on fire. The pilot was captured by ISIS in December when his jet crashed in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99diabetes.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99diabetes.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99diabetes.com. That's 99diabetes.com.
A new report shows the federal government often excludes education quality when accrediting colleges and universities. USA Radio's Bob Kellogg has the story.
Brittany Corona of the Heritage Foundation tells USA Radio News the Department of Education does a bad job when it comes to accrediting post-secondary schools.
So this is why we have issues like USC offering courses on Lady Gaga, and it's considered an accredited course. So most of the American public, when they think of a higher education institution being accredited, they think that that's a gauge of quality.
Corona says the whole accreditation process should be restructured.
There are better ways to restructure accreditation that will fund individual courses instead of full institutions.
I'm Bob Kellogg.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner is weighing in on the controversy over vaccinations.
I do believe that all children ought to be vaccinated.
This week, two possible GOP presidential candidates caused a stir over comments about vaccinations. This is USA Radio News.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/February for details.
Harper Lee, who wrote the beloved novel To Kill a Mockingbird, has another novel coming out. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more on this literary surprise.
In the mid-1950s, Harper Lee wrote a book called Go Set a Watchman about the life of a small, racially tense Alabama town. She says her editor persuaded her to write a different novel from the point of view of one of the characters called Scout. That book became To Kill a Mockingbird. It won the Pulitzer Prize, and 46 years later, the Medal of Freedom bestowed by President George W. Bush.
We're moved by the story of a man falsely accused, with old prejudice massed against him.
The first book was lost until now. It'll be published in July. I'm Rita Foley.
Exposure to secondhand smoke is down in this country. The CDC says secondhand smoke exposure fell by half between 1999 and 2012, but that one in four non-smokers are still being exposed. A new report by the CDC says the most heavily affected are children, with two out of five being exposed, including seven out of 10 black children. A whopper of a Powerball jackpot is up for grabs. Tonight's drawing is worth $317 million, with a cash option of $220 million. Sales picked up big time after no one matched all six numbers in Saturday's drawing, adding another $30 million to the total in just a few days. You have an option to go online to usaheadlinenews.com for more stories and headlines. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we are back. My name is Rich Scuderi, and our program is Modern Design. I have as my guest in our studio today Bruce Sprodak of Flemington Lighting and Fans. And we were talking about some of the merits of bulbs and the different types of bulbs that are available to us. When we left you off last, we were talking about the difference between an incandescent bulb, a fluorescent bulb, and a LED. And Bruce was just telling us some of the merits of each, and also how the lighting has come such a long way that the cast or the color that the lighting gives off has become, they've sort of equaled out over time and given us a much better solution. I do want to switch gears back a little bit more towards the fashion of lighting and some of the things that I look for in lighting, and then some of the things maybe that you might want to suggest or offer or so on. To me, I think one of the things that you had started to say was that lighting has changed and has become more streamlined. And I think that's very true. I think with the trend the past 5 years in design being much more contemporary or clean lines, lighting has definitely followed suit to that. And some of the things that I see for my clients or some of their wishes is surfaces that are simpler. I see lighting fixtures that have straighter lines, squarer lines, and I see a lot less brass being used, a lot less yellow metals, a lot more nickel. I mean, everybody seems to want brushed nickel, iron finishes, oil rub bronze, that type of thing. And I'm curious as to what's popular in your store as far as metal finishes.
I just returned from the lighting marketplace in Dallas last week. I was there for 2 days. And lighting has become extraordinarily eclectic.
Right.
A lot of urbanized, almost a chic urban look is now in vogue.
It's true, even in our Hunterdon County community, right?
Right. However, there's still a staunch conservative, very traditional, I like to call it transitional, blend of lighting that is integrated in this overall design. There's a lot of urbanized look, especially with the old Edison light bulbs.
Right.
They're being used in straight line fixtures. So you have a blend of old and new, with
right.
square lines, especially over islands and over bars and even over dining room tables.
Right.
A lot of natural materials are being used, a lot of iron,
right.
a lot of copper,
right.
dark copper, antique copper. Those looks are being integrated in design along with straight looks.
Right.
But it's a melding, and it's a chic look.
Right.
And also there's still a demand for traditional lighting,
right.
because we're in such a very traditional area. Along the Delaware, we have Bucks County, we have Bridgewater and northwest of that.
Right. You know, Bruce, that brings up a good point, and we've talked about it. It's been a theme through the shows. Obviously, we're 100 in Chamber Radio, so we're certainly nationwide, but we're focusing on our general area, 100 in County, Bucks County area. And that becomes an issue for me as a designer, not only in lighting, but in everything. The trend is, and what the manufacturers are showing us, is things that tend to be a little bit on the contemporary side. I'm dealing with a lot of people that have traditional homes, farmhouses, old-type homes, but they come to me because they feel that the look that they currently experience with their Williamsburg brass chandeliers with right. the glass candles on it is a little dated. So they want me to take them somewhere in between, and that's where the word transitional comes in.
That's correct.
And it really becomes a reason to get a designer involved because people are seeing things in the magazines that they don't relate to, things in the stores that they don't relate to, things online they don't relate to, and they don't want to be where they were, but they don't want to be so far to the left either. And that's what I'm seeing. And I do see, if you go to Bruce's showroom, I saw a lot of transitional pieces, things that were very much in style, but very much, I could say, middle of the road. They could go either way. They would work well in a farmhouse, and they would work well in a contemporary loft.
Absolutely, Rich. That's the that's the main difference between my store and what we do and most lighting establishments. We contour the lighting. We help the individual, not even localize, but identify a look,
right.
and then find pieces that would translate into their specific look. And everybody decorates a little differently, but the concept, the overall design elements, are pretty much the same. You don't want to be have an old look that once was, and you see these very sleek very urbanized looks in a lot of magazines, and people, as you said, are kind of lost. They're bewildered which way to go.
Exactly.
And you know, the use of a designer is much, much needed in this particular instance. For example, with your client, I mean, they had a concept, and they really didn't articulate it.
I don't think they had to. And sometimes, as a designer, hopefully a successful designer, your job is to interpret their vision,
exactly,
and then to give
exactly.
them, you know, realistic resources such as yourself to make that come true.
We ask people to bring their imagination into our showroom, along with some dimensions and some ideas of what they have right now, and with that. We help find the solution to their particular needs, and everyone's different.
Right? Do you find that people are walking in with their they go to the internet and they Google lighting, and you're finding a lot of those pictures? Or are one of the websites people seem to show me a lot is house.com? Are they coming
yeah.
with those pictures?
Oh, it's a great source.
Can you make this happen?
Yes.
Right.
Oh, it's a good source. Unfortunately, they don't know what they're looking at. They don't know the quality of the piece that they're looking at, and we kind of identify that.
And also the scale too. I think one of the things that I see people making a mistake on mostly is that the scale is wrong. And in the beginning, when we started, when you did your intro, you talked a little bit about, and this is something that I want to talk about in terms of fashion and decorating with lighting, about scale of a piece. Is there a general guideline that you go by? I mean, there's two things that take in account. There's an aesthetic of how big a lighting fixture should be, depending upon if you have an 8x10 room or if you have a 20x25 room. But also, there is that second factor. There's a measurement of lighting. Isn't there a you had referenced it in the beginning of how many such and such it is to light up a specific space?
Yeah, there's a number of parameters that we utilize when we find fixtures for people.
Okay.
One of which is the size of the room, the
right.
type of room,
mm-hmm.
The needs of the people in the particular room. If it's a dining room or it's a foyer, there's different parameters that we use. A lot of people want the largest. They feel they have to fill a window because the window looks out onto the road. They want people to see the grandeur of
the fixture, right?
And they usually get them too large,
right?
They look as if they have a Volkswagen hanging from their ceiling,
exactly.
So scale is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Another mistake that people make is they have the fixtures too high,
right?
Too high in a foyer, yeah. And again, they're not illuminating the foyer, they're illuminating the ceiling.
Ceiling.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you look up and you're, well, nice piece, but it's kind of high. Same thing is true in dining rooms. They oversize the piece. Now, there's a number of dimensions that we take into consideration, but it's
right.
not the overall defining rule. Usually, at least half the diameter of the table is what people use
as the guideline.
As a guideline, yeah, or a third of the size of the foyer, but that could change with the piece.
Right.
If you have a very, very definitive piece, a very present piece, then that goes into the scale of the piece, and you don't want to have a very large, obtrusive piece hanging from your foyer. It's just too large a scale. But again, that would kind of negate the size, you know. But everyone is different, and it's when you walk into a client's house, everybody decorates a little differently, and
exactly,
and you take it to their specific needs, and that's what we try to do.
Okay, we're coming up to commercial. We'll be back more with Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back. My name is Rich Scuderi, and my show is called Modern Design. Just to let you know, for next week's show, we were supposed to have this week, but we'll have next week Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings. And we're going to talk all about wall coverings in 2015. Wallpaper, believe it or not, is back. It's been sort of reinvented, but it's quite exciting, and there's some interesting and innovative things we'll be talking about next week on that. But today, I am very privileged to have Bruce Brodack, of Flemington Lighting and Fans. And when last we left, we were talking about dining room lighting, and I wanted to ask you some questions because I particularly have issues with dining room lighting. And I think that this is where I think people kind of get confused a little bit. Dining room lighting, to me, when you have a chandelier in the center of a space, I use the dining room table, if you will, as a parameter for height. You can have an 8-foot ceiling, you could have a 10-foot ceiling, you could have a tray ceiling. But in general, I take about 30 inches. I usually use as my parameter that the bottom of the very bottom of the piece to the base of the table should be approximately 30 inches. Now, you know, certainly you have to adjust based upon aesthetics, but is that certainly where you seem to see it as well?
Yes. Between 30 and 36, depending upon the actual piece and the height of the ceiling.
Exactly.
And the scale of the particular fixture that you're integrating into this look.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's very important, because I see
very important.
I've seen chandeliers hung too low and
yep.
too high all the time, and that makes all the difference in the world.
It does.
The second thing is I personally like to put, if the chandelier or the fixture has candles, I like to put shades on my chandeliers in the dining room, and I'll tell you why. I like the light to diffuse down onto the table, and a lot of times if you have a chandelier that has candles on it, if you will, the candles go up and the light goes up, not down on the table. So I often will put shades on it, and shades don't have to be old-fashioned frilly shades with fringe. They could be very modern. In fact, a shade I use a lot now is sort of a linen, a drum shade, and they're very modern looking, but they give you that modern look to a fixture. And that's another thing about shades. You can take an existing fixture and you can add a shade to it and just turn it into something else. It's really amazing. You don't have to throw away those fixtures. I don't know if you've seen yourself, but with the shades, you can really transform a way a fixture looks.
Absolutely.
How do you feel about shades on a dining room fixture?
I agree with you, Rich. The shades soften the look, mellow the look, and do direct lighting down onto the table. Another thing that people don't consider is they don't have enough light in a room. They could also employ sconces.
Oh, I agree. You just let
layer the lighting.
Say next.
So you have, you know, you have lighting throughout the room.
You just beat me to the punch. I think we're on the same wavelength there. Is that beyond the chandelier, and this becomes a problem in a dining room. Beyond the chandelier, sometimes with the bigger spaces in the newer homes, you have a room where it's just the center light is just not sufficient. And I often recommend as backlighting sconces. I think they're a nice accompaniment. Often you can have them coordinate or even match the existing fixture you have. How do you feel about adding, because I'm sort of torn about this, when you have a big dining room. I have a client who has a dining room that's 20 by 25, big room. How do you feel about adding recessed lights when you have a center fixture?
I'm in favor of it, actually. The proper recessed light, and you have a wide variety of different trims that you could add to a recessed light, and sizes also can be varied from 3-inch to 6-inch and 5 and 4. So there's lots of different sizes that would accommodate that type of a look to layer the lighting.
Would you say now that the look is in general that the can or recessed light is now that the profile is smaller in general?
Yes. But that depends also on the height of the ceiling.
Right.
So you don't want your ceiling ever to look like Swiss cheese.
Exactly.
You want light in the proper spot in the proper place, and that's another thing that we bring to the table, so to speak. The same thing is true in a living room. Mm-hmm. Most living rooms today are underlighted, and people complain of dark spots, bright spots where either they have a ceiling fan over their head with a light,
right,
or they have a table lamp. But the other parts of the room are darkened.
There's dark spots, right? Yeah. Voids.
So we layer the light, and we light the entire room. And it's also beneficial to control the light you have in the room, the levels of light, through dimming options.
Right. Here's a key rule. If you work with Maven Hill Designs, every light on a dimmer. Sorry, I think that's critical. Because, you know, light changes throughout the day based upon our life cycle and the sun and so on. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to adjust.
You're absolutely correct.
And it makes everything look different. But I wanted to touch upon what we talked about with sconces.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my life experience that sconces are good for background lighting, but they really don't give off a lot of light. Is that true or not necessarily true?
Not necessarily true. Depends upon the sconce and the need of the sconce, the placement of the sconce, and the type of sconce you use.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of what I call the drum shade now, that drum shade look, where
Correct.
Instead of having individual shades, you see one center shade. Are you seeing that a lot as well?
We are.
I really like that look. I hope that's going to be with us for a while.
It's going to be around for a while. It's been around for a couple of years now, and it keeps changing. It keeps morphing. And if you look at it, some have chandeliers under them or inside of them.
Exactly.
Some have metal around it. Some have Edison bulbs that are encased in it.
Let's stop, because I want to talk about that a little bit. When you say Edison bulbs, I'm taking that's that new sort of look where you see in Mission style, where the filament is visible.
That's correct.
And I don't know if that's an illusion, that it's actually the whole filament is visible, but you actually sort of see the current running through?
Yes, that's correct.
Is that actually happening, or is that just an illusion for the look?
Again, with the LED bulbs that are now the replacements for incandescent, it's the filament. There's still a filament, and the filament is the diode, and that does get illuminated.
Yeah, no, I like that look. It's not for everybody, but if you have a Mission or in that style house or... It's a good look.
It's a great look, yeah. I agree.
Exactly. What else are you seeing, or what are people coming in for lighting, for fashion? Are you seeing, are crystals back? What are you seeing that's trending? My audience wants to know what's trending. What's hot? What are people looking for?
Well, part of our business, as you know, is ceiling fans.
Right.
And we've been in the ceiling fan business for a long time. We carry every major brand of light and fan. But ceiling fans now are very modern looking for the most part.
They really have changed.
They have, sizes have changed. So if you have a very large room, we have fans that are 86 inches across the diameter to accommodate the look and the performance of of fans in a larger space.
Right.
People realize that they cut energy costs dramatically, both summer and winter, and they could be decorative accessories. And we're finding that that's where people get very eclectic in their design. So you could have kind of a transitional house and throw a modern ceiling fan in the center of the room and get both style and
functionality.
And functionality, yeah.
Exactly.
So fans are still as hot as they've been for the last 25 years. Trending, again, it's the urban look. It's the chic,
right,
urban loft look that is now integrating a lot of the styles.
But I'm seeing a little bit of glam with that. I'm seeing some crystals that are back.
Crystals have been in vogue now for many, many, many years.
Right.
They're coming back with iron fixtures.
Yeah, but reinterpreted. So there's a little bit of urban, but yet mixed with crystals.
Exactly, exactly. You'll see crystals on orbs. Orbs are now a popular look.
Orbs by meaning a round
fixture.
Yes.
Or an oblong fixture. And you've seen crystals, or you will see crystals integrated in that particular look, as you just pointed out.
Exactly. Sort of a fashion look. And then sort of very much that they're mixing elements. They're mixing contemporary with a little bit of chic and so on, which I think it's kind of an exciting time in lighting because it's very much changing right
Absolutely.
Before our eyes, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's a fashion statement. It's a parallel to dressing up and having jewelry. So the lighting is the jewelry of your decorating experience.
Bruce, I can't believe this, but we're coming up to about 1 minute left. Is there any last words you want to leave us with today? And also, when you finish, please give your address and your phone number again.
Okay. Just like to invite everybody into our showroom. If you have any lighting needs, any solutions, we will dispense to your lighting problems. We're located at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Directly across the street from the inspection station and in the Sears Shopping Center. We welcome any questions and any of your needs we hope to solve.
And your phone number again is?
908-782-8288.
Okay, Bruce, thank you very much for being my guest. You were very informative. I've learned a lot today, and I know our listeners have as well.
And thank you for your time, Richard.
Okay,
enjoyed being here.
Thank you for coming. Don't forget to tune in every Wednesday from 10 to 11 for Modern Design. Thank you, and we'll see you next week with Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. A top official with New York's Metropolitan Transportation Authority is offering new details about the horrific train crash that killed at least 7 people and injured more than 24. Chairman Tom Prendergast said the third rail entered the floor of an SUV that was stuck on the tracks and pierced the floor of the Metro North train's first car, triggering an explosion and fire. Rescue and recovery teams are trying to find about 12 people who were missing after a plane crashed shortly after takeoff in Taiwan today. 16 people were killed. As many as 28 passengers survived. President Obama is condemning ISIS after the militant jihadist group released a video showing a Jordanian pilot being burned alive. Obama says the terrorist group seems intent only on, quote, death and destruction. The president said he wants to redouble the efforts of the U.S. and coalition partners to defeat ISIS. Images from the video show a caged man who is set on fire. The pilot was captured by ISIS in December when his jet crashed in Syria. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the